Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, I got to tell you, this guy, Power of Positive Thinking, a better version of you, however you want to describe him, has made a huge difference in my life. He is doing it for people every day, and I'm so happy to have him back in the new year. Dan Bischoff from the PA Hypnosis Center. Going to give you this phone number early and often. Whenever you feel the need, make the call, even if you want to do it during the show. 724-934-8446. 724-934-8446. You want to cut back on smoking. You want to be done with it, turning in your lighter to him so you'll never have to use it again. You want to stop the over-drinking, the overeating. Hey, maybe you're dealing with any kind of addiction, gambling possibly. If you need help, this is the guy, and he's back with us on KDKA. Dan, belated Happy New Year. It's great to have you on KDKA Radio.
And belated Happy New Year to you, too. It's great to be back.
Listen, so much
to tell you.
So much to get to on the program tonight, but I just want people to know you're a game changer. So on that note, it's all yours. Go ahead.
Thanks. Well, you know, it's interesting. You know, when we, you and I get to talk on the radio, and then people see the how it's, you know, the podcast that goes out of our conversation and our interviews, it's consistent, and it really makes me happy to hear so many people who talk about they love hearing your voice and they've been listening to you, and it's such a comfort to them. And you know how many people you touch from Lord knows at this point, you know, could be all over the United States with the way technology is. But so many people that I just run into here talk about how listening to you and it's almost like to get to know you with their, you know, listening device, radio, whatever it is. So it's an honor to be on with you.
So let's start off by talking about, because it's here, there, and everywhere, and we're both all in on it because, you know, it's good money coming into the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, but there's more opportunities for people to become addicted to it. How can you help people that may need to really cut back on gambling? Go ahead, please.
Well, you know, it's becoming, you know, the anxiety and smoking cessation and weight loss on sports performance, you know, but now that the gambling, and again, I have nothing against, you know, putting a bet here and there, but the gambling is everywhere. You know, it's right on our cell phone. You know, it's obviously, you know, we have a casino, but now they have the skill games that are just about in every shopping plaza that you can find, and all over the Pittsburgh area, and I imagine throughout the state. But what we're finding is more people who wouldn't develop a problem, you know, are developing problems. And this is not blaming the skill people, the skill games of skill or the casinos. I'm not blaming anybody. It's just becoming an issue. And, you know, for instance, I had a lady from, let's just say, the Ambridge area. You know, she won $120,000. She played, you know, games and scratch off. She won $120,000. She got lucky on a ticket, and she ended up, you know, with these games, you know, giving back $80,000. And finally, she and her daughter came in to me. Her daughter brought her in, and we, you know, she talked about quitting smoking, which we helped her. But that was a year and a half ago or so, and she hasn't played since. And you know, and she was spending quite a bit of money. And that's not the only example. I haven't, you know, many examples. But you know, there's a part of our brain, like you and I talk about regularly, that we don't control. And the logical part of our brain, called the cognitive processing part of the brain, you know, will say to us, look, you lost this much money. The chances of you winning anything are very slim, and the chances of you winning all that money back are even less likely. So just don't play right now. But when that other part of the brain pushes someone who's into that that addiction, then they'll literally get, you know, it's like they're trying to hold it back, and it pushes and pushes and pushes and builds up inside of them. And then for them, just making a bet or playing or going to one of those places, they get immediate relief. And then it goes back to the thinking, and it's like, what the heck did I just do this for? And the next thing you know, they're back into it and back into it and back into it. So what we would do is we would sit down, we do the free consultation, just like we do with everybody, you know, and, you know, and I talk to them about it, because they all feel bad when they come in. I talk to them about it, and I say, look, you know, the way that we formulated this system that we have with, you know, using the functional MRI, you can see that one part of your brain we just don't control. And it's not like it's trying to torture us or make us lose our home. But it's the addiction part of the brain. It pushes us. And then when the logical part of the brain tries to communicate, the two don't communicate. And we end up going back over and over and over again. And so what we would do is a series of sessions to get that part of the brain to stop, you know, to stop doing that. The goal is just for them to have control. And it's not that they're never, you know, they're never going to place a bet, but going back over and over and over again to their phone and to these places and so on. I'm nothing against any of these outlets at all. But if someone does have a problem, we have great success in being able to help them with that.
Yeah, it's all about moderation in everything in life. And when there is no moderation and it's full throttle the wrong direction, this is where you come in handy. We have so much to get to tonight. But listen, please, I've seen what he's done for people like me, and I know he can do it for you too. He's helped thousands upon thousands, even Olympic gold medal athletes. I mean, corporate leaders, everyday people like you and me. PA Hypnosis Center, the great Dan Vitchoff is here, 724-934-8446, 724-934-8446. When I come back on the other side of the break, I want to pick up on something we haven't talked about. We're going to talk about smoking. We're going to talk about drinking, opioid addiction, whatever. You name it, all of the above, overeating, losing weight, more self-confidence. One of the things that we've never talked about, and somebody said, could you bring this up with him? Can you help people with OCD?
Absolutely. Do it all the time.
All right. The other thing, I have a friend who loves audiobooks. Can people actually come to you for a session and then take some sort of audio home to help them, well, relieve stress, something that I need to do more so than not? Can people do that with you too?
We typically will do our sessions in the office. And then after they're finished or partway through, I mean, if someone requests, of course we can give them something to use, you know, that would go along with the program. But I do everything here one-on-one so I can monitor. But, yes, someone can certainly, we can provide that for sure for someone.
All right, good stuff. They're going to do whatever it takes at the PA Hypnosis Center to get you back on the track that you deserve to be on to lead a full, rich life. 724-934-8446. Game changer. He can make a difference. Pick up the phone. Make the call. 724-934-8446. Dan Bischoff, the PA Hypnosis Center. All right, back with Dan Bischoff, the PA Hypnosis Center, 724-934-8446, 724-934-8446. It's become a catchphrase, and more people are just willing to say it now because no matter how they try to disguise it, it pops up more times than not, so they can't cover it up. They just have to say, I've got to live with it, and I hope you understand. OCD is becoming an incredible topic of conversation. Some of the most well-known celebrities around the world are talking about it, embracing it. How can you help people with severe OCD at the PA Hypnosis Center? Dan Bischoff.
Okay, that's a great question. So we'll do a little recap on what we've talked about in other conversations. So before the year 2000, we couldn't accurately study the human being's brain. Now, there's something called a functional MRI that can see, watch the brain functioning. And if this part of the brain activates, you know, you get a smile on your face. If this part of the brain activates, you get tense and so on and so forth. So the issue is that when we go to make a decision to do something at the moment, right behind our forehead, in the front part of our brain, we process information. So it's logic, reasoning. We call that cognitive processing. You and I look at the facts and we say, okay, based on the facts, if you do this, you're going to be fine. And then we are. Or at that exact moment, there's this other part of the brain called the amygdala that physically takes over our body. And that is for self-preservation. So we used to think, everybody's heard the term fight or flight. We used to think the only thing that amygdala did was fight or flight, or that would be a category of life or death. But what we know is there's three levels. It's not just life or death. It's death, safety, and comfort. So death would be we hold our breath before we go into the water. We try to stop it. It'll physically overpower us, make us hold our breath, and we don't care because it keeps us alive. And the second level, safety. Again, these are physical reactions. Look both ways when you cross the street. If we try to stop it, no matter what we do, it's going to make us look. And the third is comfort. So my hand gets close to the fire rub before I can think. It pulls away, comfort, okay? So typically what happens is that, and this is not 100%, the people with OCD typically are very, you know, they're very intelligent. And what will happen is that they'll get into their head, you know, that this could happen, that could happen, and they need to do this. And so if they don't do that act, there's a tension that literally builds up inside them from this other part of the brain. Okay. And it pushes them till they say, okay, I'm going to go wash my face, or I'm going to wash my hands, or I'm going to go, check the lock or shut the door or whatever. And then it pushes them. And then when they go do it, all right, then it's like, oh, I feel better. But then the other part of the brain is like, now for the 100th time, you know that you did not need to do that. All right. But the two parts of the brain don't communicate. And typically it goes hand in hand with anxiety. Anxiety, I don't see as a psychological disorder. It's just tension in our body. Okay. So when someone comes in with OCD, typically always goes, and there's a lot of psychiatrists now are taking anxiety and then they're doing a dual diagnosis prognosis type thing with, and adding OCD to it. And I'm not saying that that's wrong. However, what we would do is we would do a series of sessions to get that part of the brain to stop doing that. And I, you know, I had a client who pretty much washed the skin off their hands. I had a client, you know, that had something called, many clients that had something called trichotillomania. It's like they had this urge to just pull hair, you know, out of their head, and you know, and it goes on and on and on. It could literally be anything, checking and double checking. But once that starts to get into a human being's brain, they just become literally hyper aware. I don't like to say hypersensitive. They become hyper aware of, you know, certain situations, but that they feel like they need, and this is the key word, they need to do for them to be okay. And the logic part of their brain knows that they don't need to do that. but it doesn't, they too don't communicate. And you and I have talked about this before, that part of the brain that pushes us for self-preservation, you know, if my hand gets close to the fire, right before I can think it, it pulls away. So that's comfort. So for somebody that has to wash and wash again and sanitize and, you know, switch on, switch off, do this, do that, if they don't do it, it becomes very uncomfortable. So when they act on it and do it, there's this a momentary comfort, like, oh, okay, I feel better now. But then when they start thinking about it, they're like, well, I didn't really need to do that to begin with. But at some point, it doesn't matter because it just happens over and over and over again. So what we would do is we would do a series of sessions to reprogram that, to calm down so that they can, you know, if they need to do something and they want to, then they do it, but not because they feel this obsession or compulsion to constantly do A, B, C, or D, or E.
Well,
and that's a sense.
Let me just interject something. And look, I've always believed honesty is the best policy. I deal with some of this OCD, and it's been a part of my life as long as I can remember. And I still live with it, but I basically have learned to accept it. And I'm so glad you said highly intelligent. Not that I wanted that for me, but I want people and people that I know, family members who've dealt with it. Even my mother had doses of OCD from time to time in her life. And, you know, mm-hmm. we would talk about it later in life. And that is that I actually think you can work in a positive way in your life, but just spending time with you on the radio and getting to know you, I have taken more control of my life now. And I don't know how or what, but just listening to you there, that's probably the most sense that anybody has ever made out of this, what can be a very debilitating disease, OCD.
And you know, and again, if you, you know, which, you know, I think talk therapy is great, you know, but if you talk about it over and over and over again with your therapist every week, and every time you walk in and you have, you know, a good, highly qualified, very intelligent, very good therapist, and, you know, after, you know, 10 weeks or 12 weeks or whatever, and it's like, you know, you talk about it, you talk about why this happens, you talk about the strategies and how to deal with it, and then it just doesn't go away.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, after you talk about it, and it doesn't go away, then it becomes even more frustrating because it doesn't matter how much we talk about it. So talking about it to a therapist is called cognitive behavioral therapy, which means you essentially talk, you know, exchange information, you know, get your feelings in, you know, out and so on and so forth, which is fabulous. But in cases like this, in cases like anxiety, you know, you understanding it is one thing, but getting the feeling, you know, that feeling that builds up inside of you to stop or calm down, you know, that's essentially where, you know, what we would do, that, you know, that's where we would come in. And here's the other thing perhaps that affected you by hearing that is when we don't know for sure what, you know, why in the heck do I keep doing this?
Mm-hmm.
Then it becomes this powerful mystery that it's like out there. I don't know why I'm doing it, which makes it worse. And, you know, but whenever we talk about, there's just this part of the brain we don't control and so on and so forth. When we talk about it, it's like, oh, okay. So now I actually can see exactly what's happening in my brain. And then there's almost this relief, and this happens all the time when folks come in who try everything to get rid of their anxiety or their phobias or the food or you know whatever it is. And I always sit down with every one of my clients and I go through and I say, you know, this is not a death wish. This is not, you know, this stuff. It's just that when there's something that keeps compelling you or pushing you to eat all those cookies when you know you shouldn't, to gamble, to wash your hands. I mean, there's many, many, many ways that you could describe OCD, which shouldn't be confused with someone who's very meticulous and detail-oriented, you know. But again, if that goes too far, then it becomes counterproductive. But essentially, you know, perhaps just the idea of hearing, oh, well, that's what the heck's been going on.
Right.
Now it gives you an understanding.
Listen, I'm telling you, I'm so glad that we talked about this tonight because I know there are so many people listening right now who deal with it. They have children, grandchildren that are dealing with it. Make the call and go see what he can do for you. As I've said, he's a game changer. 724-934-8446. 724-934-8446. We'll come back. So you want to kick the filthy habit that is smoking, plus save yourself thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars and stop buying those cigarettes? Well, he's going to tell you what they're doing every day, helping people get rid of those lighters and start saving the money that they were blowing on cigarettes by visiting the PA Hypnosis Center. Number again for Dan Bischoff is 724-934-8446. 724-934-8446. He's a game changer. We'll be back.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You know, just before we move on, if you are dealing with OCD, you're going to want to give them a call for a loved one, a family, a friend. Tell them about them. PA Hypnosis Center, Dan Bischoff, 724-934-8446, 724-934-8446. You know, I was talking earlier about this youth movement in our country, many of them being catapulted into very powerful positions in the media, and I love it. I love seeing it. But one of the other trends that I've been reading a lot about, how young people are smoking now more than ever. Listen, if you're a parent and you've got someone late teens, early 20s that is smoking kind of like you did as a youngster or your grandparents did, you need to get that in check sooner than later. So the sooner that they get in, the better. But anybody who's dealing with that habit that becomes maybe a pack a day to two or three, and it does happen that quickly, smoking, the sooner you get done, the better you'll be. And this really is your claim to fame, is it not, Dan?
Yeah, and this and the anxiety with the athletes and the Olympic team, it's just really big on the list. And I'll tell you what else is becoming epidemic is the vaping.
Mm-hmm.
It's these vape devices where it can be done anywhere. You know, they could, you know, I have people that come in to get off the vapes. They try to, some switch from cigarettes to vapes in an effort to stop smoking. And then the vapes could be just as dangerous, or some people will say worse. And it's the same thing. But the vape is there all the time. I have people who sleep with them. They wake up in the middle of the night, they hit their vape. You know, as soon as they get up in the morning, hit their vape. They're driving, they hit their vape, whether they're out at a restaurant or, you know, even working, because you can do that, you know. But I got over 3,500 plus people off of cigarettes, chew tobacco, and now vapes. And
that's amazing, Dan. That's amazing.
You'd be shocked to see how many, because when folks come in to quit smoking, you know, they bring their cigarettes and their lighters and, you know, ashtray, anything that has to do with cigarettes, whether they roll their own or they buy them or whatever, they bring it all in. And it's a commitment to them that they're just going to be done. And now when people bring the vapes in, you know, I have to make more room in my display over there because it's just more and more and more and more and more. And it's not just, you know, teenagers and, you know, 20-something, 30. It's, you know, there are, you know, two clients that are under 16. I don't know that it's legal or illegal, which doesn't really matter, but it's people are getting into it more and more and more. And we can, you know, we can effectively help them. We give them the guarantee. Once they go through my program, you know, out of 98% success guarantee. And I do this, Rob, I don't care if someone goes 2 years, year and a half, 3 years, I don't expect it, but the world's not perfect. You know, if they even get a twinge or, you know, or fall off the wagon, they can come in at no, absolutely no charge. And we put that in writing, you know, for our clients now. And you'll just be amazed how many people, most of the people that come here try everything. You know, they try the patches, you know, they try the gum. Chantix was the first, and again, I've been doing this 20, going on 22 years. Chantix was the first drug that actually worked.
Right.
The side effects are, you know, could be horrible, you know, nightmares. And you know, I had someone who was on Chantix, got in her car and drove herself to work in her pajamas. It's a rare case, but you hear stuff like this. But the downside is, and is that when people come here, it's like, when I got off the Chantix, I go right back to smoking. It's because we're not addressing that part of the brain that pushes someone to light up a cigarette, light up a cigarette, light up a cigarette. It's literally the act of smoking. And there's something that a lot of people don't realize is, you know, there's about 0.02 milligrams in a whole cigarette. Nobody smokes a whole cigarette. You smoke half of it burns out. So let's just say 0.01, you know, to be a round number. So we need 10 cigarettes, you know, to get 1 milligram of nicotine, a whole pack to get 2 milligrams. Well, guess what? You can put a patch on, Rob, and get 4 milligrams of nicotine right now, right?
Oh.
So it's the act of stop what you're doing, light up that cigarette, and it's a conditioned physical response that there's that initial awe. And again, I used to smoke, but that's exactly what it is. And once it gets into that reactionary part of the brain, remember, my hand gets close to the fire before I can think, it pulls away. That's comfort. So when someone's trying to get off cigarettes and a long period of time goes by, it starts pushing and pushing and pushing, right? And then it overwhelms them, and then they light a cigarette and there's this comfort. You're having a stressful meeting. You're dealing with, you know, family issues. You're dealing with this, dealing with that. Step away. And next thing you know, it's like, I have this comfort. And when I do the sessions, I prepare our clients. So the first, you know, and I'll sit down with everybody and I'll say, look, you know, do you smoke in the morning with your coffee? Do you smoke when you get in the car? Do you smoke when you get stressed? If the phone rings after you eat, if you have a cocktail before you go to bed, you know, and on and on and on. Then I'll put together the sessions. So the first session we do is very important, right? It's for them to start cutting back on the cigarettes or whatever it is they're doing without getting irritable or anxious or picking up, you know, junk food or something in its place, right? So, you know, we don't want our client to say, okay, now, you know, I cut back 10 cigarettes today, but I'm going to start grabbing Oreos. So it's really important that the way I do the session is they're going to start to cut back without doing that so that they can transition. And then the second or third session we do, you know, again, we want to gradually pull back And then we do a quit session. And that's the day you bring in your cigarettes, your vapes, your tobacco, whatever it is you have, and you walk out a non-smoker. I do a session 30 days later, Rob. This is all part of my program, just to make sure that the client is comfortable and they've adjusted properly and they're okay. And then I do two follow-ups after that, 60-day follow-ups. Some people never come back, but the sessions are very relaxing, so some people come back just because they enjoy it. And again, as I said, you know, my sister died of lung cancer. The 26th of last month was her seventh year of her death, and we celebrate her life, you know, but you know, when I saw that all that happening, I put a clause in there, like, if my clients, I don't care, it's 2 years, 3 years, I don't care what it is, if they slip or they feel like they're going to slip, they come back and there's absolutely no charge. So it's becoming more and more and more of an issue. Now people are realizing you can't get a surgery in many, many places if you're smoking. So I'll get folks call me up and they'll say, you know, I've got to get off these cigarettes because if I have this nicotine in my system, they're not going to do my surgery. And I've had some pretty crippled up people, you know, who fight it and try to do it themselves. And, you know, and then the other thing is that, you know, people that are smoking, you know, they get some satisfaction out of it, you know, but in a way, in many, many cases, every time you breathe that smoke into your lungs, you know what you're doing to yourself, which we can override that because if we try to stop it, it makes us miserable.
Right.
But you know what you're doing to your family and the people that love you, not just what you're doing to your body. And then that makes them more stressed. You know, and so I explain it to them, like, look, you're not, this is this part of your brain you don't control, right? You know, if your son or your daughter or your husband or wife or whoever, you know, they want you to quit smoking, right? Well, the same part of the brain that pushes you to smoke is the same part, remember we talked about, that makes you hold your breath before you go into the water, look both ways and you cross the street. You took your loved one and, you know, every time they talk about it, whether they're being supportive or kind, is like, you know, I really wish you would quit this. And you're like, you know, I know, but I just can't control it.
All right, we got to get to a break, Dan. So let me jump in here and remind everyone, you want to get rid of that cigarette habit? Make this call. His success rate is second to none. His number, PA Hypnosis Center, Dan Bischoff, 724-934-8446, 724-934-8446. Don't put it off until tomorrow. Do it now, 724-934-8446. All right, final segment with Dan Bischoff, PA Hypnosis Center. Overeating, cookies, candies, and cake. You want to get back to portion control. You want to get on the right track. You want to stop some of those addictions, alcohol, opioids, drugs, whatever it may be. If it's a problem and it's causing you issues in your personal life, this is the game changer, 724-934-8446. So, Dan, about 5 minutes left. I'm going to turn it over to you. A lot of ground to cover before we say goodnight, so the stage is yours. Go ahead.
Okay, Rob, I wanted to finish up, you know, on that smoking thing, is the goal is for someone to comfortably adjust, and then when they stop, they don't feel like they're missing something. They don't feel like there's something missing in their life. They feel like they took back control of their life, so they're not losing anything. And it's the same thing, you know, when people come in for weight loss, most of the time, and I'm getting more and more referrals from, you know, from physicians, for people who have anxiety or people who want to quit smoking or lose weight, because there's only so many tools in their toolbox. And, you know, when folks come in to lose weight, everybody walks through my door has lost a lot of weight, but they put it back on eventually. And so the goal here is not just to lose the weight, but to keep it off. So, you know, we do the consultation, you know, sit down with my clients, and I've had people who've gone to the last, you know, Hail Mary of every diet, you know, the pills, the patches, everything. And then they get the gastric bypass. And so now, you know, they typically will lose somewhere around 100+ pounds. But then once they get back into getting their strength back, then that part of the brain starts pushing again, and the stomach is very, very small. It starts pushing, and then they're, you know, they put the weight back on. So I'll sit down with the clients regardless of their situation, and I'll go over, you know, what's a typical day like, you know, what do you have for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and then, you know, do you struggle with anything like cookies, cake, candy, chocolate, ice cream, potato chips, carbs, you know, and most, not all the time, but most of the time that happens between dinner time and bedtime, or in mid-afternoon, there's this little lull. And then, you know, they'll get into some sweets or some carbohydrates or something. So after we do the, you know, the free consultation, then we would do a series of sessions based on their need. Everybody's different. So, you know, a client comes in, we might do a whole session on chocolate, a whole session on potato chips, a whole session on portion control, stress eating, motivation to exercise, you know, whatever the case is. And this is also how we give our 98% success guarantee. And I offer the same clause. When you go through my program, I don't care if it's a year later, 2 years later, if you feel like you backslide, you come back in and there's no charge. And there's a very slim chance, very rare does that happen. But, you know, I do that for my clients. And more people die of diabetes and heart disease than people who are dying from smoking, and I'm not saying that smoking's okay, you know, and food has been a comfort since the day we're born. You know, every time when we're born, we feel stress, whatever it is, we cry, you know, and it's like our baby's head's going to explode, and then mom picks up and, you know, breast bottle pacifier, and it's like, oh, calm. So there's this reaction that folks have. But I want to be clear, you know, when you go through my program for weight loss, it's not that you never eat a cookie or a Reese cup or ice cream. It's just that you're able to control it because we mitigate the reaction to it. So there's, you know, there's a reaction of carrots. And if you and I were at an event and people brought over some carrots, say, hey, you like them? We say, yeah, we eat some carrots and stop. They come back and they say, well, Rob, I thought you liked them. You say, I do. I just don't want any more. So that's one kind of like. But for clients who come in for weight loss, you know, if it's cookies, cake, candy, or chocolate, if that's out there, you can forget about it because it's like, oh, they get this awe effect, this, you know, and it gives them pleasure and comfort. So what we would do is we would just want to bring down that effect with those types of foods, you know, whatever it might be. That's just an example, so that someone can have some. Look at it and walk away, or have a little bit and be satisfied without feeling like you have to eat the whole box of cookies or whole bag of chips or, you know, whatever it might be. So, you know, when we do our programs for weight loss and that kind of stuff, that's essentially what we do. And, you know, our anxiety program, so many people have anxiety these days. Social media, news, situations, traffic, mm-hmm. stress. So, you know, it's the same thing I do with the Olympic team and Paralympians and so on and so forth. You know, we do for our clients right here in Pittsburgh.
All right. Keep doing what you're doing, Dan. Again, PA Hypnosis Center, 724-934-8446, 724-934-8446. Have a great rest of your night, okay?
All right. You too. Thank you so much.
There he goes, Dan Bischoff, PA Hypnosis Center, 724-934-8446, 724-934-8446. Paul's coming up next with the news, and then we continue with the professor from the School of Communications, Anthony Moretti, and still to come, attorney Phil DeLicente will be here as well tonight coming up within the hour. Stay with us, your Pratt Pack for a Wednesday night on KDKA. Good evening.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some for my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.